Blog Talk Radio.
Mike.
Girl, A Money, I'm listening. Keyed in right here and now. What's up, world?
Well, I was introducing myself, introducing us, and nobody said anything. It was just pure silence, like the world's been made.
You know, we just so honored to be here with DJ Black, Caesar, and Vianna, so most of us are probably just shocked and waiting for you to say something phenomenal.
Hey, I like the crowd. Hey, Money, you're going to be my comeback girl, because I can see you quit quicker yourself.
Okay.
Hey, has A Money has a show also, and I'm going to let her tell you guys where it's at and where you can check it out at. They did a lovely show last night. It was about a 30-minute show. They did real, real, really good. A Money, can you let them know where your show is located?
Of course, I'm a Blog Talk host of the A Money Show Train. You already know. Had my girl Vianna on there with a little short interview. Of course, it was just a 30 minutes of fame to let people know what A Money has been doing, you know, for the last month and a half since she hasn't been airing the show. You can find me at, of course, www.blogtalkradio.com/the-A-Money-show. And that's where you'll find me. That's my link. But don't forget to find me, of course, on Facebook, Aisha Simmons, and Twitter, the A Money Show Takeover, and that's OVA, over. So, you know, there I am.
Hey, A Money, I really appreciate that. I like your way you promote. I heard you guys last night promoting the magazine, Blocks Magazine. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what that's all about with the Blocks Magazine?
Oh, yes. I am very honored for my new job, of course, with Blocks Magazine. Big ups to the whole family over there. I am the East Coast rep for Blocks Magazine right now, but that does not limit me into any promotions or marketing, advertisements, or PR, media relations, whatever it is that I will be doing with them. But, you know, Blocks Magazine has advertisements now for rap, R&B, pop, rock artists, DJs, producers, special holiday rates, full pages, 175, half page, 150, quarter page, 100, athletes, comedians, business, models, and more. You can contact us, of course, at 716-433-3686. Again, 716-433-3686, or email at thickemasmary, Z as in zebra, ENT, at gmail.com. Or you can also go to the webpage, which is www.blogsmagazine.com, and I'll spell that out for you, BLOCKZMAGAZINE. It's going down. You know, I have a lot going on, but again, like I said, I'm very honored to be a part of that family. You know, I'm very honored. Big ups to Vianna. Big ups to DJ Black Caesar. Big ups to the whole family. You know, I got some people calling in on the show tonight. Hopefully they'll get to call in and support as well, because, you know, the A Money Show train, it never stops. And you know what I'm saying? I send my love from me to you as usual every show night. It's your girl, A Money.
Wow. Hey, thanks for that book, man. Thanks for that information, man. You really put it out there. When you ask for a ruler, you get a yardstick. So I'm going to stop asking people. No, I'm just joking. Hey, A Money, we thank you for everything. We love you. We love you, man. You got a lot going on, so keep bringing it to us. You also deal with a distribution company. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, wow, of course. Big ups, of course, to Keith Clizart, 12-time multi-platinum producer out in L.A. We're doing a digital distribution, which is also connected to Ingrooves, which you already know is the largest entertainment company in the world. So if you independent artists are, or even the majors, looking to do some business with the distribution side, right now is the time to hit up your girl, A Money. Let me put you down with Keith Blizzard, and we're going to make that happen. Call me at 716-433-3686. That's 716-433-3686. 433-3686.
Hey, A Money, I really appreciate it. I love the way you put it out there, man. You're like a walking billboard. Trust me, you remind me of a little me back in the days, man. I really like what you're doing, sister. Assalamu alaikum. Hey, sister. Hey, we need A Money on the phone, guys. If you want to deal with A Money, you can get with her right here on this show right here, the DJ Black Caesar Show, and also Vianna, because we do it together.
I'm on an interview.
Who is that talking out there? Somebody talk. Hey, mute your phone, guys. If you're not supposed to be talking, because we can hear you. You're on live radio. We got, I don't know how many people we got tuned in, but I can tell you last week we had about 2,000 to 3,000 people tuned in. I don't remember what it is, but we had a lot of people tuned in. So you guys be careful what you say, watch what you say, and let's just keep it going. Hey, Money, thanks a lot. I appreciate all that love out there that you put out there, man. I appreciate you putting yourself out there so these people can know who you are, and hopefully somebody will get in touch with you. But
thank you. I hope I'm sorry for cutting you off. You know, well, any entertainers out there, business, what have you, whatever it is that you need out there, you need to get on also me and Portia Allen. You guys know her as Lady Rerun, the late Rerun's daughter. It is called the Resource Directory. Sign up with us now, www.ladyrerun.com, and donate. Do not forget as well, we support cancer with my nonprofit, which is Ladies of Essence, Inc. I need you guys' support, you know, for the battered women and teens out there. So support us now, and, you know, you got your girl A-Money support as usual.
That's what's up, A-Money. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to say before I get started?
Assalamu alaikum to all of you who are guests. Let's go. Have a good show.
Hey, let me introduce somebody I want to introduce to you guys. You probably don't know who she is, but I'm going to introduce her to you, and she's going to be the one asking you guys some questions. She's been in the game for a long, long time. She used to be in the game 20 years ago, and she can tell you what she did, and she can also tell you what she's doing now. My girl, my co-host, my friend, my commander-in-chief, Vienna. What's up, Vienna?
I like that. I like that. I'm feeling that, Tina. Yes, I am. I am feeling that. All that love. What is going on?
Hey, V, it's been going pretty rough for me lately. I've been trying to deal with these artists that I'm promoting, and it's just getting a lot really hectic, man. They're all what they're demanding, man. They're demanding customers. They demand what they want. And basically, I like it. You know, they demand what they want. I like that because it gives me something to do. During the day, and I got a few of them, you know, a few of the guys, they haven't signed a contract, and they haven't paid me yet, and it's still going on, but basically, if you don't pay, then I got to cut you off, so if you haven't sent in your contract, I got to cut you off also, so when I send you guys out the contracts, anybody that's listening right now that wants to work with me, people that I've been working for, if you guys haven't sent in your contracts, then the reason why you don't see any promotions anymore, because I'm waiting on the contract. So get those contracts back to me. Vienna's working real hard. We're working real hard over here at Black Caesar Records and Caesar Radio. The DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show is going pretty good. The numbers are going skyrocketing. They're going off the charts. We're going to be the number one blog talk eventually online. So right now, the Nation Billing, man, they're already trying to pay us money. They're trying to give us money right now with the Nation Billing. I mean, not the Nation Billing. Blog Talk is trying to pay us. But they're not talking the right numbers, and pretty soon we got Sister Giddy. She's going to accept that and see what we're going to do and what we're going to get, and then everybody can get paid on this show. Because this is not a paying show until you get your status up. Our status is up right now, so we're going to see about getting paid, guys. So everybody that's involved with me, be ready to get your checks, all right, because we're going to get checks. Hey, guys, it's not all about checks. It's about the music, man. We're music lovers. That's why we do this. Day in and day out, I'm on this 24 hours a day. Well, I'm kind of lying. I'm on this 17 hours a day because, you know, I got to get sleep. DJ Black Caesar had 6 strokes, and I don't want to have any more, so I do get some sleep at night. So I'm working 16 hours to 17 hours a day just helping out artists get on, helping them get their music out there, helping them get worldwide. And I'm going to be doing some business with A-Money because she has that distribution, guys. If you don't know what the distribution is, if you want distribution, if you want the best distribution in the world, this girl deals with Fontana, so you guys need to get on it, man. And if you don't know who Fontana is, Universal uses them. So the big schools are using them, so we need to use them also, guys. So get with her A-Money and for the distribution. And it's not really expensive. I mean, it should be within your guys' budget. So I'm just telling you that. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to get in touch with her so she can talk to you guys. So call it up for distribution, guys. All you independent artists, you know you need distribution. It's not going to be hard, man. If you get with A-Money on the money train, then you get that taken care of. Also, Vienna, tell me something. What's going on in New York City, baby?
Man, listen, just staying on the grind. I've been finding hard money. Yes, I have. I've been on a mission. I mean, like, I'm lucky if I get 2 or 3 hours sleep. Shoot. But,
hey,
yeah,
you know
I'm
what?
Like.
I know you're telling the truth, Vienna, because I've been seeing you lately, late nights, early mornings. I was up at like 4 o'clock in the morning one morning, getting started, and Vienna made a comment on something. I was like, "What the hell is going on?" So this girl is up early, working and grinding, man. And
I've been on my grind. Now, well, you know what it is. After that season with the pool and whatnot, I was like, "Oh, you know." It's very chaotic and it's very hectic for me to do what it is that I need to do in the summertime because of,
right.
you know, because of my job and the position that I have at work. So now that, you know, everything is done, it's like, okay, it's time for me to go ahead, regroup, do what I need to do and get back on my grind. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Not stop. It's a 24, you know, they say the 24, a 24/7 job. I say it's a 25/8 job. So that's exactly
right.
how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's just going hard body. That's what it is, you know, promoting the show, you know, getting, you know, getting the artist, you know, promoting
yeah.
the artist, you know, and just networking is basically more a lot of networking, you know, and that's exactly what, you know, that's exactly what I've been doing. And, you know, I'm just doing my thing, going hard.
Hey, man. I'm going to tell you what, Vienna, you do your thing. I see you every day doing your thing, man. I really appreciate what you're doing because basically you're putting it together for us. So I salute you on that, and also salute you as being a mother to your son because I know you got a lot going on with dealing with your son. Also, Vienna's a mom, guys. So don't think she's not. She's always hustling, always working, and you know she still has time out for her son, and then she has time out for me because we talk like every other day. We're on the phone planning what we're going to do next, and you know I like doing that, and I'm also digging Vienna. A Money because she's a very hard worker also. Now
yes,
she's going to be working for Watch Magazine. And, you know, that's a good thing. So you guys need to get with her, get with Vienna, and Vienna can tell you a little bit more. But first of all, what we're going to do, I'm going to go with my man, NOL. NOL, are you still there?
Yeah.
What's up, NOL? How you doing, brother?
What up? Thanks, y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, like, big time, man. I like what y'all doing.
We appreciate you. Hey, this is how the show works, man. Usually the show works like this. I will get my co-host, Vienna. She'll ask you some questions, and then I'll ask questions also. Or we'll do it together, basically. That's how we do it around here with the DJ Black Season Vienna show. We do things together because we're a team, and we like the team work. We like the team ethic. All right, so I don't have you on my Facebook page. So while you're online, if you don't mind, can you go to my Facebook page? If you don't know it, if you guys don't know it, it's CEO Caesar, C-E-Z-A, CEO Caesar, C-E-Z-A. That's all you got to do, put that in, and you guys can go to my page and see what we got going on. Also, if you want to this show, you guys want to call into this show, I know a lot of listeners on Facebook, I know a lot of them online, but if you guys want to call in and say hi to one of these cats, you can. All you got to do is dial 646-716-5971. Again, that number is 646-716-5971. Call in and speak to them. Call in and ask a question to these guys. I got some professional people out here. I got some artists that were well known in the game, man. But they're getting back now. They're independent artists. So let's get to know all of them and get to love them a little bit more. And this is how we're going to do the show. Vienna, my co-host, she's going to ask you some questions first, NOL, and then I'll come back and ask questions right behind her. So, Vienna, you know the deal. You know the drill. Take it away, baby.
This is how we do. What's up, NOL? What's going on?
I'm good. What's up with you? You sound good.
I want you to tell me, I like to start it whereas the artist, which of course is yourself, tells the world who they are. So go ahead and tell them, all the listeners, who you are.
Okay, for those that don't know, my name is NOL. It's not Noel, although it's all good, you know, I understand. My phone's blowing up right now. Sorry, y'all. Hold on a sec. So I'm from New Orleans right now. I'm repping ATX. I'm in Austin, Texas. I don't think y'all know about Austin, Texas. There's war going on in the streets right now for this hip-hop thing. So that's what's up. I'm a producer. I've been with mad people. I don't like throwing out the names too much. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? You get to know me. If you know me, you know I did some things. But I'm from New Orleans. I'm in Austin. I'm rocking with Vienna, DJ Black Caesar. You know, that's my people. And I'm trying to get to know, I think, A Money. Is she still on the phone?
Yep,
your girl A Money's on the line.
That's what's up. Yeah, A Money, like, y'all need to listen to her. She knows what she's talking about. So that's where I'm at, basically. You know, I wear all kind of hats. I do everything from production. You know, I pretty much do everything. You know, I'm an artist, produce myself, mix, master, do all the artwork. I do everything, but I also got a team. It's Gorilla Pimp. That's the publishing company. You know what I'm saying? So I got a little publishing for y'all if y'all need that. Got to have your publishing.
You know, that's right.
So can't get paid without it, guys. So, you know, no matter what you're doing. So anyway, you know, y'all got some questions, man. It's all good. I could just go on forever, like, just rambling about stuff.
You know, that's right. Well, you know what I want? I want to know exactly how you got started in the game. Is this something that you always wanted to do? Or is this something that you just, you know, you just stumbled upon on? Like, what's really good with that?
No stumbling upon anything. I've been in the game for a minute. You know, I don't want to throw no numbers out there because I've been in the game for a minute. But as far as being in Austin, I'm a new artist because it's a new market for me. So I haven't been here that long. Like I said, I'm from New Orleans. Been in Atlanta a little bit. You know, went there from Katrina and moved around a little bit. So it's like I've been brand building in different cities. You know what I'm saying? I did some things in New Orleans and had songs on the radio, yada, yada. Radio show. It got a little sticky right there. So, you know, I'm in ATX, which I've been here for the last few years, let's say 2009.
Right.
So, you know, that's what I've been grinding out here, like pretty much doing everything. Originally, I was a producer. Produced with Currency and a couple other, you know, that's my man right there. That's why I throw him out there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, produced with him, did a song with him. You know, we got some, I can't talk too much, but that's what it is. So I'm a producer, you know, from the start. Way back in the days, man, like, basically me and my man just making beats at the crib, you know, just recording stuff. And I've been doing it ever since. So it was really not like something I just picked up one day. I've been doing this for quite some time. But that's what it is, man. Like, y'all need to get at me at Twitter. It's NOL_Ruler. You know, my friends call me Ruler, like Rick the Ruler, because that's what it is. And get on me on that, NOL_Ruler on Twitter. You know, you can get the new stuff coming out. I got Catch Me If You Can coming up. It's an EP, new release. It's free. You know, can't say, just follow me on that. I'm on Facebook, too, NOL_Ruler. First name NOL, last name Ruler. Check me out on Facebook, and you can see a little bit more what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because I got all the imagery and everything. I don't have Black Caesar yet, but I got to get you on there. I got my team in there. I think they're working on it, but I can't see what's going on. I'm in the booth. So that's what's up, man. Follow me on those, and you can get what's coming up, man. I do this for the love. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the, you know, you got to eat on this stuff, man. Like, you got to get paid, but that's what I do, man. I do this for the love. So,
right.
Get the music, man. Follow my stuff. It's all free. You know what I'm saying? I haven't charged one copper penny yet from any of my music.
Wow.
Go get it. I got 3 installments out there right now. This will be the third one coming up on the 25th of September. I don't think I dropped the date. So, that's what it is, man. Hopefully we get into some music. I don't know, you know, what you got for me, but I heard y'all had some music over there.
Yes, sir. We got plenty of music over here, man. That's what I do 24. I always say 24 hours because everybody else says that. Well, really, I only work 17 hours a day. But that music is my life, man. I do have a record company. My record company is called Black Caesar Records. You can look us up. You can Google search us. We're all over the network. So check that out. And also you can check out DJ Black Caesar. I got a lot going on, just like a lot of people on this phone do. You guys can check me out by Google searching DJ Black Caesar, Black Caesar Records, Caesar Clan Mafia, Caesar Radio, DJ Black Caesar, Vienna Show. If you didn't know that, Vienna, we're in the Google search now, so you can find anything that you want to find on me. I think there's like 3 million things going on right now, guys, but it's You don't have that much time in the world, and I don't either. I don't really know what's going on. I just know what I can see. I know the numbers. I know those numbers. And basically, that's what everybody looks at. They look at those numbers. If those numbers are high-ranked, then you're a high-ranked official. So I am a high-ranked official, and I deal with high-ranked official people. Any artists out there that want to get with me, they talk to Noel. I mean, I keep calling this guy Noel. I'm going to tell you guys why I keep calling him Noel. Dipset, they have a guy. Jim Jones, his name is Noel. And I did an interview with him like some months on SCM Radio, and his name stuck into my head. And your name is spelled the same way. But this is N-O-L, guys, so don't get it twisted. N-O-L.
Right.
N-O-L, N-O-L, N-O-L. N-O-L, the ruler, guys. So, I mean, maybe I should call him ruler, but so I won't mess
allow
up.
Me to
I'm sorry about messing up your name, brother, but, hey, man, that name is stuck in my head. I had, like, six strokes, and that name is still in my head, man. So that's why why I've been calling you Noel.
It's all good, man. It's no love lost, man. I understand. But I got a little mini verse. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Noel into the O-L. Act like Nas. It ain't hard to tell. You know, whatever. I ain't going to go into the whole thing. But I spoke on it.
Let me tell you this about Vienna, man. They come on the show and freestyle. She likes to put him on the spot. But Vienna, you got a gang you can't put on the spot right now because he did it without your ass getting.
You know what, Clay? You should have kept on going in a while. What's up with that? You should have kept on going with it.
I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to, like, I already, it's cool. I understand. It's
understood.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Now, NOL, let me ask you something. What would you be doing if you weren't a musician?
If I wasn't a musician, I'd be an artist of some other form. I'd be like a Picasso or something, modern day.
Oh, you know how to draw?
Yeah, I draw. Yeah, you got to go check my Facebook page. I got an ODB on there. You'll love it. I know you'll love it. Go check it out. I got that. Unfortunately, I lost most of my artwork. I haven't been a practicing artist, but I went to school for all of that. Like, so I got a degree in like business management and art. So I did a few things, but I haven't really done anything since then. But I had a few pieces that I lost. Most of my stuff got sold, so I really don't have any kind of I can't even think portfolio or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But yeah, check it out, man. It's I got a little like some drawings, and I also got some paintings. Unfortunately, I don't have any paintings to show. But yeah, that's what I do if I wasn't doing music, because I'm an artist, you know, at heart. So all the business is something that comes with it. You just have
real life,
you know. And yeah, that's the thing. Like speaking as a business management and arts major, unfortunately, a lot of the artists don't know about the business aspects, and that's what you guys, you know, are helping to do.
Right.
And hopefully some people listen, you know, and call in. Y'all call in the show and ask some questions, you know what I'm saying, because you have some very talented people on right now.
Hey, NOL, we got a couple callers right now that have questions. They've been on, their lights have been on for a while, but I usually don't let people ask questions this early in the show. But let's get 347. 347, go ahead and ask your question or make your comment, please. 347-819-891. 347-891. You got a question or comment? Okay. 770. You have a question or comment?
This is Miss Boss Lady. I was calling in to support A Money. But NOL, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to know, like, how long have you been? Because, you know, I haven't really been listening for a long time. How long have you been in the music?
Oh, man, I've been in the game. Like, as far as, like, having stuff out there, I really didn't start getting stuff out. Let's just put this out. Let's say, like, 2005.
Okay. And what made you want to actually be in, be an artist?
Because I've been around the music like a long time. My brother, shout out to my brother, my older brother, Tony, like he do his thing, T-Roll, out in Houston. So like I've been around musicians like in my family, just sitting in on sessions, stuff like that, since I was a kid. So it's just something I've always been into. Like, it's just natural. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So once I got, once I started making beats, it was a rap. You know, once you start the first time you hear yourself recorded, you start making beats. It either do something to you or, you know, it don't.
True. Understood.
Yeah, thanks. Are you in the Atlanta area?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah, I used to stay out there.
Yeah, this is a big music scene. I'm a promoter out here in Atlanta.
So, yeah, that's what's up. Maybe we can link up.
Sure. Link
it up.
My Twitter.
Yeah, that's what I need.
You can follow me on Twitter. It's MSBOSSLADII.
MS what now?
It's MSBOSSLADII. Miss Boss
Lady. Okay, MSBOSSLADII.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't happen to know you by chance, would I?
I don't know.
That's funny. No, I just we might have crossed paths. No, I was out there in ATL for like a minute, 4 years. So
no.
I need to get back out. That's what's up. Like, hook me up because I need to get back out there.
No doubt. I got you covered.
Hey, Boss, you sound like somebody I know, too. Do I know you? Or do you know me?
DJ, yeah, you on my... Grussel Hard Radio, my Grussel Hard ENT page.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's up with you? How you doing?
What's going on?
Small world, ain't it? Small world.
Right. I try to act like I didn't know you, right?
Hey, it's all right. It's all good. You can act like you don't know me. Everybody else does. It's all cool. Hey, thanks for coming on the show, Boss. We appreciate that, man. We appreciate you asking a question to my guest. And just keep it. If you got any more questions, just you know, I'm gonna keep your line on. Since you're on the line, I'm gonna keep your line on. Because you know, some people, I got somebody out there that was kind of timid, kind of scared, kind of like blackwalled because they didn't want to ask the question, but they pushed the button. So they might have done it by mistake. They might have came on by mistake, pushed the button to ask the question. But guys, if you don't know what the number one means, that's number one on Blog Talk. That's to ask a question. So if you push the number one, you're gonna have a question mark pop up by your name, and I'm gonna put you on, put you out there. So don't push it if you don't want to speak. But if you do want to speak, push the number one button, and we'll acknowledge that. Thanks, Boss. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay, my man, NOL. Hey, dude, let me ask you a question. You've been doing a game for a long time. I mean, can you tell me, have you done anything with anybody special out there? We need big names, because that's really what I want to hear. Tell me what you got going on major.
Yeah, I did some things. That's the thing. I can't really talk about it too much because, like,
a lot of these dudes,
they kind of secretive about it. Yeah, I don't want to put it out there and something gets scrapped or whatever because I mentioned it, but... I mean, I've done some things with Currency, you know, maybe look forward to maybe get some more production with the homie. So if you're out there, Spitter.
Okay.
You hear me, you already know. He already know, man. So
yeah, that's cool. That's major. That's cool. Yeah, most definitely. Okay. Well, brother, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I really don't have anything to ask you other than because I think you just about answered everything that anybody would have to answer you. Well, I ask you. But what you need to do now, you need to put your stuff out there, tell everybody your network, your social networks, where they can find you at, and also let them know how they can get in touch with you. If you have an email address, if you have a phone number you want to give out, because this is your hour right now, man. So if you give all that out, that'll be great.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to book me for anything, you got some shows or whatever, get at me at NOLbooking@gmail.com. Again, get at me on Twitter, NOL_ruler, RULA. No ER, like the ruler, the ruler. NOL_ruler on Twitter. Same thing on Facebook. Just look it up. NOL ruler, last name. So that's what's up, man. I got NOL blog. You can Google that. Pretty much Google anything. Produced by NOL, Google. Produced by NOL, Google that. You're going to see, like, all the links, YouTube, everything, the videos, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, look for the EP. Catch Me If You Can. Coming out on the 25th. You know, produced by me. All that. Gorilla Pimp, you already know what it is. DJ Black Caesar Vienna Show.
Hey, brother. You got a song called Fly With Me. What's that song about? Can you tell us a little bit about that song before we play it?
That's basically saying, like, you know, that's a call, like, you know, telling all my people, man, the real G's, all my real people out there, you know, roll with me. You rolling with me or what? Like, what's up? That's what it is. Fly with me.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Hey, brother, well, I'm going to ask you one more thing, and this thing right here, just give me this, and that this is the only thing you'll hear me ask you from here out. I need you to give me a world premiere for this song right here, Fly With Me.
All right, that's what's up. I appreciate it. This your boy, NOL, not know. For those who don't know what it is, we're going to listen to Fly With Me. It's a world premiere with DJ Black Caesar and Vienna.
Been wanting to freak this track. Who going to ride with me? Be there till we make it, do or die with me. Who gon' put aside the fake shit and mob with me? Who gon' stop me in the pitch and just fly with me, you know? You should stop me in the hole and trying to go everywhere that your ass can't go. If you step on the shit, well, the grass can't grow. I swear I know everything that your ass ain't know. For sure, that's your man's N.O. And I don't just make beats, fool, I smash them hoes. Ask them hoes, they know I ain't lying, but yo, they couldn't say a word cause all them hoes, they died. This is lyrical homicide, and it'll be a miracle if you survive, and it'll be pitiful if you decide to challenge out a ruler, bitty, bye, bye, bye. I am on a whole nother level. I might be the reason why your bitch is unsettled. I might be the reason why you switch and turn devil. I swear on the Bible, man, you niggas in trouble now. Who gon' ride with me? Who gon' be there till we make it, do or die with me? Who gon' put aside the fake shit and mob with me? Who gon' stop being a bitch and just fly with me? Who gon' ride with me? Who gon' be there till we make it, do or die with me? Who gon' put aside the fake shit and mob with me? Who gon' stop being the bitch and just fly with me, you know? Dog, I'm way too cold to be fucking with lame hoes who game ain't strong. Go get your mind right first while you hustling backwards, think the limelight first. That's why I'm rhyming till it hurts so I can get all my people right, cause I'm right first. Oh, and I swear I don't hear y'all, let's get one thing clear, this is our year, dog. So I'll be hustling till the game over. I'm going back to the dealer to get the Range Rover that I was supposed to get first time, now my game's stronger. Already got the Benz and Nicky Chains homie, ain't nothing strange homie. I just keep it G'd up, kick my feet up and write so you can feel us. I need a shorty that's gonna ride till the wheels fall off and all y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Who gon' ride with me? Who gon' be there till we make it, do or die with me? Who gon' put aside the fake shit and mob with me? Who gon' stop being a bitch and just fly with me? Who gon' ride with me? Who gon' be there till we make it, do or die with me? Who gon' put aside the fake shit and mob with me? Who gon' stop being a bitch and just fly with me, you know?
People to get grades, and I'm going to ask my co-host right now in front of everybody, in front of the people on this phone, the people that are listening in, Vienna, are you there?
I'm here, and I give it a 10. It is smooth, and it's ready for radio play. That's what I like.
I was thinking the same thing, Vienna. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, this guy has a great radio song. It sounds like a summer jam that could play. It sounds like it could be anything they could play. You can play it any time of the year. but it really yes. sounds like something to come out with in the summer. I'm really digging that swag,
yes.
man. I'm digging that.
Yes.
And NOL, I want to put that on my new mixtape that I'm about to work on in a few days. If that's all right with you, we can get that on the mixtape.
Yeah, yeah, okay. man, that's what's up.
Yeah, okay, I got you, brother. You guys out there, I got my girl A-Money. A-Money, where you get that song with A-Money?
Oh, man, A-Money in the building. And no, A-Money is riding with ya. 10. And that's the final one.
Just call them Noel again, man. I'm trying to lay that name along, but I keep hearing in my ear, you just said Noel.
I might have to change it after tonight.
It sounds so smooth, so suave, so sexy. You phenomenal. It's a 10, you know what I'm saying? That's the final answer.
I got you. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. My girl gives you a 10. That's what's up, guys. I appreciate that. Thank you. My girl, A-Money, I appreciate that. Hey, we still got Boss Lady. Boss Lady, you on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Boss Lady, you heard that song. We like to give it, so we like to rate songs 1 through 10. Give me an honest opinion. What do you give that song right there you just heard?
My honest opinion? Well, you know, I'm just kidding. I liked it, though. It's like it's just real smooth and make you just, it's like a layback song.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I guess
right.
I'll give it a 1.5. Not this one. I give it a 10 for sure. A 10 for sure.
Hey,
and nobody knows me. I don't lie. So really.
That you know what, and Boss, I know you don't lie because I think we spoke before, but I like to ask a question to somebody that we have on the phone as far as person listening in. I like to ask a question to get the real, because so far everybody we had on the show has been a 10 so far. I mean we had a couple of sixes, we had a couple of 9.5, but just
mm-hmm.
not everybody's been a 10, right?
Yeah, so far, absolutely. But you know, it's true. I agree with Miss Boss Lady. That is just very laid back. It's very smooth. Like I could picture myself at a club with a drink in my hand, grinding to that song right there. Just grinding.
I can feel you on that. I can feel you on that, lady, because that's yep. basically where I'm at right now.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah. Okay, let's get my man situated. NOL, do you have anything else you'd like to say to anybody out there? You want to get some shout-outs or what?
Y'all doing, man? All the links. Make sure y'all stay linked up with me.
NOL, I'm sorry, man. I just called up somebody and their phone was blasting in your ear, man. You probably didn't hear it, and you were talking, but nobody really heard what you said. So let me ask you a question. Can you please start over?
Oh, yeah, I was just saying, man, I appreciate all the love. You know, I feel like a gold medalist in the Olympics right now. that's what I do, man. I do it for the love, man. So,
yeah.
You know, make sure y'all keep my links. Stay linked up with me, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to keep it moving.
Hey,
that's
brother,
I appreciate that.
I appreciate that, man. And I'm looking for you right now on Facebook. Let me see.
Yeah, you know, it's Noel.
Okay. Oh, I see you, man. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's easy.
Okay.
So.
I got you. I'm going to add you on right now, brother. So when you get a chance, make sure you accept, and I'm going to pass your information to my people on the phone right now, A-Money and my girl, Vienna. You guys will have something. If you don't have it already, you'll have something in your on your page in a minute with my man. Okay, guys, let's get into another interview with my man. Here's the one. This guy right here, man, this is one of my buddies right here, man. I'm going to say I've been following this cat right here for a long, long time. This brother right here does the music that I like. I like that. I don't want to say the word, but I'm going to say I like that Negro music. I like that hardcore stuff. I like that bootsy stuff. Hey, I'm a gangster. I'm not a gangster. Let me take that back. Let me retract. I'm not a gangster, but I used to be a gangster. And this is the kind of music I feel right here. And this guy right here, he's been doing it for a long, long time. He used to be with 3-6 Mafia. Oh man, he's done a lot of great stuff. For them to hire him as an artist, you know he has to be good. So this guy right now, he's in Las Vegas living it up. He's doing shows. He's traveling the world. He needs no introduction. Chrome Corleone. What's up, Chrome?
Man, what's up, my guy, man? You all right, Caesar? I see you taking care of the videos down there, man. That's what I like. That's what I dig, my baby.
Hey, man, you know what, brother? I'm going to tell you like this, man. This guy right here, man, he's about to be one of my artists that I'm going to deal with. I'm going to work with him hand in hand. So we're going to get him out there a lot more and blow him completely out of the sky. And if you guys want to be like him, you can get with me, and we'll hook you up also. But you got to be a good artist. You got to have great music. You got to be talented to deal with me, because I deal with only the best artists. I don't deal with artists that just make music. I deal with artists that make great music. So if you can do that and dig that, then basically I deal with you. And it's all for the low low. Vienna could tell you right now if she could, but she can't tell you because I don't like to tell my prices. He talked to me. But this guy right here, he's about to be one of my guys I'm going to work with. And Chrome, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell the world who you are.
Well, basically, hello world, how you doing? It's your boy Chrome Corleone, most definitely. I am an artist, you know, man, that comes from the group Hypnotized Mind / 36 Mafia, gold selling artist, working on my new album right now. And basically, just to sum it up, that's me for now. But then, you know, mama, let's see, you know, go ahead and finish, you know, asking me these questions, then y'all going to find out, you know, like a little bit more about me. And I'm so humble and happy to be on this show right now that, man, that I'm setting up my on the 26th floor inside the hotel room right now. I'm talking about just fearing the whole Vegas. I'm talking about mine just like on airplane super mode right now. So, hey, you know, man, I'm ready for the world.
That's what's up, brother. I like that. Hey, Chrome, this is the way it works, man. You're, like I told the other artist, NOL, basically it works like this, man. My girl, Vienna, she's going to ask you some questions, get to know you a little bit for the rest of the world. Basically, I know all about you, man. I've been checking you out for years and years and years. Not calling you old or anything. I'm just saying you're a pioneer.
Right.
But you're a hot artist. You're like one of my favorite artists right now. I'll tell you that also. I only have a few artists that are my favorites, and I could name them, but I'm like my man NOL. I don't want to put your names out there. You dig? So, I'm with my girl, Vienna. Take it away. Vienna, take it away, baby.
Chrome, what is going on?
Man, I'm just chilling, Vienna. How you doing? You sound sexy.
Oh, my. Thank you.
I can warn you about this guy right now. I know he's going to come out there like that. This guy right
there. Well, maybe if you want to hold on a second. If Chrome would have accepted my friend request on Facebook that I sent him the other day, he would see what the hell I look like.
I am so sorry, because, man, I be getting so many requests, you know, man, that, man, I be getting so many requests sometimes to the point I just have to turn off my friend request thing on my phone because it keep popping up like ding, 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 and I'm be like, oh, my God, what is this? And so, you know, I am so sorry. I will most definitely add you. I promise you I will. Right after this interview, I will most definitely add you, and I will write on your wall and tell you, hey, look, thanks for the ad, and, you know, thanks for everything.
That's what's up. I like that. All right, Chrome, yo, I need to know, how the hell did you start? How did you get with 36 Mafia?
Well, it's like a long story. Before I even got signed with 36 Mafia, I was like, I've been rapping since I was in elementary school, since I was about 13, 14 years old. And so, you know, like once I was like 15 years old, that's when I first hit the radio station in Memphis, Hot 107.1 and K97 off of Memphis, Tennessee. Me and my brother named Shank, you know, man, he's no longer with me right now because, you know, he's doing time, you know, like for a murder case, you know. You know, man, that's my baby brother. Free Shank. Y'all, Free Shank. Much love to my little bros. You know, man, he'll be home in probably like in a couple more years, you know. So, hey, you know. And now back to how I got started. I've been rapping with him ever since, you know, we was like 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. And then, you know, the first song that we did with, you know, with Player Fly is called Daily Living. And before that, you know, like the situation that happened with him going to jail. And then that's when I started, you know, keeping our dream alive. And, you know, I brought out an album called Daily Living. And then we came out with another album called the Loot Chasers. And then after we came out with the album called Loot Chasers, I came out with a mixtape with like about like 6-7 songs on it. And then, you know, man, something just told me to throw it out. And so, you know, I threw a mixtape out that had like 6 songs on it. One of the DJs named DJ Lil Larry down there off in Memphis, Tennessee, you know, heard it, you know, played one of my singles at a Fraser Boy and a Lil White concert. And then, you know, soon they put it on, and the crowd just went crazy at their concert. And so, you know, Fraser Boy, you know, pulled me to the side. I was like, hey, man, I'm going to tell Paul them about you, man. So, ooh, this, ooh, that. So I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, me, you know, I'm thinking like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so, you know, man, you know, probably like a week or two later passed by. Then, you know, he called me up like, hey, man, you know, man, Paul didn't want to sign you. I said, man, get the fuck out of here. I'm not trying to believe that. And so, after that, you know, it just been straight, you know, success, you know. And so, you know, I brought out my first album, Straight to the Pros, sold 500,000 copies, you know. Thank all my fans out there, you feel what I'm saying, you know, man. Love y'all for that. Love y'all for, you know, putting me on this show, you know, man. Everybody that support Chrome off the whim. So, hey. And that's how this situation happened. So, you know, my first album came out, Straight to the Pros. Then, you know, it sold 500,000 copies. And then I came out with a second album that's called Project Landlord. And it did like half a million. So now I'm working on my new project now called The Unexpected. And that's coming out very soon.
Wow.
That's what's up. What song, of course, are you most proud of out of all the things that you wrote?
Now, someone calling somebody.
No, it's all good, man. I was just making a phone call.
Okay. What'd you say?
No, I...
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Let me see if Vienna's phone number is still on. Yeah, I'm looking. No, I'm not looking at it. I think her phone dropped. Let me call her right back, guys. Hey, Money, take it away. Talk to my man, Chrome, while I call her up.
Okay, what's up, Chrome? How you doing? It's an honor to even be able to address you right now.
Man, thank you so much, and it's an honor, and I'm very humbled to even, you know, be on this conversation, this phone call with you right now.
Oh, well, thank you. I humbly accept that. Trying to go to your webpage as we were speaking. I signed up for your webpage. So, you know, of course, A-Money.
You have reached the voicemail box of 5472.
To give big ups
to
all you do. You know what I'm saying? Follow your girl A-Money everywhere. As I'll support you, hit me up for the distribution. Any artists you want to send our way, you know. And big ups, of course, for being on the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show. We love you.
For the show, and I am very thankful to be on this show.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, what gave you the love of this show?
Hey, we
V,
lost you there.
Okay, they back.
V, we just back. Let me hold on for 1 second, guys. I got A-Money asking a question right now, so when she gets done, she'll acknowledge you, Vienna, if you don't mind.
No, you're right ahead.
Okay, thank you. Chrome,
uh-huh.
What really inspired your love for the industry that you're in now? I know, of course, you're a multitasker. Sorry to hear about your brother, but, you know, what keeps you in this industry and what started you off in it?
Well, you know, what basically keep me, you know, in this industry, or, you know, make me really, really, you know, want to really, really love this music business, because most people are, you know, born with this talent. A lot of people learn how to use this talent. See, I was born with this talent, you know, You know, man, God gave me this gift. And so that's the reason why, you know, I loved it so much, because it was a gift. A lot of people learn how to do it, you know. But it's different when you got a gift for the music, and then, you know, when you just got a talent. So that's the reason why I love the music, because, you know, I love doing it. Then, you know, God gave me this talent and this gift. And, you know, and it keep me out of a whole lot of trouble. I ain't going to lie to you. Keep me out of a lot of trouble. As you know, I actually get to, you know, express my good, bad, sad problems, hard times, good times, you know, and et cetera. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm going to turn you back over to my girl, Vianna, the phenomenal Vianna of the DJ Caesar and DJ Black Caesar and the Vianna Show. Again, like I said, I'm honored to even ask the question. So, Vianna, take it away.
No, I actually love that question. I really do, and I want to elaborate on that, because there's so many, you know, some, you know, because there's a lot of musicians out there that will do it for the money. You know what I'm saying? Because, there, you know, in this industry, it is profitable as long as you go out there and chase it. But it's very rare that you could go ahead and see, you know what, I'm doing it for the love, because this is the passion and
right.
This is my people. You know what I'm saying? And it's the truth. Something that you're so passionate about, that's what makes you create and write good music.
Yes, it does. That I tell my dad, that right there, I can vouch on, because any artist that love what he doing, he will most definitely create amazing music. I'm talking about music that's, you know, classic music. I'm talking about music that'll, you know, live on even after he's gone.
Exactly, exactly. Now, I suppose you write your own songs, right? You write your own rap.
Of course.
Where do you get all your inspiration from when you're writing?
Well, basically, you know, I get my inspiration from, you know, like the things that I go through, you know, the hard times, you know, that I see, basically life, reality, you know, just to sum it up, you know, reality, you know, like all the things that's going on. You know, like far as on the news, you know, cause my homies, you know, who done passed away, or you know, who done got shot, or you know the little kids, you know, that's outside, you know, sleeping in a cardboard box, you know, all that. That's where I get my inspiration from.
All right, now you know, with the industry comes trials and tribulations. I want
Go
you
ahead.
To tell two trials and two tribulations that you've had. That you overcame in the industry.
Okay. Let me see. I can explain this. Well, you know, my brother went to jail, you know, like for a murder case. And, you know, it gave him 13 years. And so, you know, man, he's about to be home very soon. You know, once
yeah.
again, free Shank, free little Shank of the whim, because, you know, he used to be Shank and Chrome. But, so, but and you know, me, you know, I had to realize, like, hey, you know, now I really got to go hard in the paint, because, you know, it's like, hey, you know, man, I got to give him something to come home to be happy about. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, I kept our dream alive.
Mm-hmm.
And another, you know, thing is, like, I had used to be with 3-6, and then, you know, after I took myself, you know, away from that situation, you know, I had to realize that I had to come more and more and more focus on my business, because now it's like, okay, you know, now I got to do it by myself. So, you know, that's more like a trial and tribulation to me, you feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, both of those situations, you know, I had to overcome those situations just to get myself farther in life with my music and my career.
Yeah, and plus you grew, you know,
right.
as a person. Yeah, you know, you grew as a person. Now, how does your new songs differ from your old songs?
Well, it's really probably, you know, ain't no just really different in it. But besides that, you know, as you said, you know, I done got, you know, like a little, you know, more experience and, you know, more tighter because, you know, hard work always pays off and, you know, whatever you put in, you know, off in a situation, you know, you can always, you know, get better at it, you know, if you keep going at it. So, you know, only thing I would probably say, you know, would probably be, you know, like a difference is, it's probably like the beats because, you know, everybody loves them, this is my few beats, but, you know, like far as the, you know, swag and the flow and the lingo, I still got that to my, you know, that ain't leaving, that ain't going nowhere, I don't care. Who beat you put me on? I'm still going to beat Chrome. I'm still going to smash. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to make a hit every time I touch a beat, get in the studio. And this ain't not, this is not me being cocky. This is just saying something that I know that I do because I do it well. And I don't play no games when I do it because this is how I eat. This is how I feed my kids. This is how I feed my family. And I do it because I love it. You feel me?
You know that's right. You know that's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what was your most memorable moment in your career?
Oh, man. Once we won that Oscar. I was like, what? An Oscar? Are you serious? Like, how in the world did we win Oscar? Yeah, so that's something that I can never, ever forget. Like, whoa, we won an Oscar for a rap song. Shout out to Terrence Howard, for sure.
That's what's up. Now, that must have been a hell of a feeling. How was it? Like, I want to know. I'm going in on this one. I want to know, how the hell does that feel?
Hey, I'm talking about, like, it's, like, unexplainable. I'm talking about, you know, man, it's like unexplainable. I'm talking about, you know, all I can say is this. God is good. God is great. God is amazing. That's all I can say. Just got to be, you know,
like,
I can't even explain
it.
You know, man, just even being with a group, you know, that won an Oscar, you know, Academy Award winners. I'm like, whoa. So, you know,
yeah,
it's like a blessing.
A hell of a feeling. That must be a hell of a feeling. I mean, you know, just to be on there. And, you know, and you know what? It's just the honor of it. And just the honor of saying, that's right, I'm an Oscar winner. You know what I'm saying?
right, yeah.
Even if it's with a group, but at least, you know, you did it, you know, as a team, but it was
right,
done.
We were part of it, right.
You know, it was done. And very seldom that you can see, you know, rappers going up there on stage in front of billions and billions of people. Even not.
Wow. Hey guys, I got a question for you, Chrome. I got a question for you, man. Where'd you live in Memphis? You live in the Fraser part of Memphis, or where'd you live at?
North Memphis, Chelsea
okay,
and Thomas, 7th Street area. Now Chelsea and Thomas, 7th Street.
Oh, 7th Street. Okay.
North Memphis, north.
Right,
oh, that's
right,
why Project
right.
Pat be hot about. Door. Yep. The heart of North Memphis, Chelsea and Thomas.
Okay. I got you. Because I got a young lady here. You probably know her. Her name is Martha Jean Johnson. She's talking, and I'm listening to you, man. I couldn't really hear. But I don't know if you know her or not, but she knows a lot of people up that way. She knows Yo Gotti. She knows... Wow, who else you know? She knows Project Pat. She knows a lot of people, man. So she feels like she's part of the game, too. Actually, that's my fiancé, man. I'm about to get married.
Okay.
I'm about to get married February 16, and she wants to be
congratulations.
Part of it. Yeah, thanks, bro. I appreciate it. So, look, brother, I got another question for you. What school did you go to? Did you go to what school did you go to? I'm not gonna put myself out there like that. What school did you go to?
Elementary, I used to go to Caldwell Elementary School, you know, and it's like over there on Caldwell and 3rd Street and in between 7th Street. And high school, I used to go to Fraser High School.
Okay,
And that's like the Bay Area.
I know it's crazy or something, brother, because I checked you out. I looked you up.
It's the Bay Area. It's the Bay Area, too. And so, basically, you know, man, you know, like, I didn't stay, like, often, almost everywhere off of Memphis. But, you know, the main two places where, you know, I was born and raised is North Memphis and, you know, the Bay Area, which is Frazier area, you know, when I was in high school.
So you guys came out with a song called North North, right? 3-6 Mafia.
That was Project Pat. Pat came out with that one.
Right. Well, I call all you guys.
Right.
Yeah. I feel you, man. That was a hot song. That song right there got around a lot, man. That was a hot jam. Everybody liked that song. Let me ask you another question. Can you tell me how your life was coming up in Memphis?
Oh, man. Man, you're a typical Napa head kid, you know, with, shoes in the, hose in the jeans, running around asking for 50 cents, basically type kind of kid, Roman Noodle eating. You hear me? Straight hood slum, I'm talking about for real. You know, put like this, you know, man, I'm going to keep it all 100% with the whole entire world. I did not come from a silver spoon. You feel what I'm saying? I come from, you know, thumping roaches out the bathtub while you trying to take a bath type shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know, real shit. You feel what I'm saying? Not, you know, man, none of that. You know, man, he was raised by, you know, people who had money because, no. Coming up in North Memphis, anywhere, any part of Memphis, Tennessee, coming up down there, majority of the kids down there are from the project. So, hey, you know, man, just to sum it up, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know, man, I had to work hard, you know, man, to get myself, you know, at that situation. But, you know, I had to be determined and you know, have faith in God and then, you know, believe, you know, man, so I wouldn't get sucked up in that situation, you know, to keep myself from being a success today. You feel what I'm saying? So, hey, you know. That to sum it up, I'm just going to keep it all the way real with you. To my man, I was not raised with a silver spoon. Never was.
Right.
But one thing about me, I would never, ever forget where I come from. So that's why I love every bit of it. I love every time I had to, you know, eat packs of Roman noodles or, you know, catch the bus or, you know, all that. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Hey,
real.
Hey, look, hey, V, I already know this guy's down to earth because he actually communicates with people online. Like, I see him all the time out there loving the people, communicating them, telling them what he got going on, telling them about his shows. He's always talking about something he has going on. And the thing is, he's actually communicating and talking. I mean, I don't know if he talks to the people, but he actually does. He's one of those guys that actually makes friends, that actually deals with the public. And if you do stuff like that, I'm all for you, man, because I believe in that, too. I don't care how big you are, you still can be down to earth, because if you weren't down to earth,
right,
and that person was like that, guess what? Nobody would dig your music. Nobody would be checking you out. You wouldn't be out there like you are right now. If you didn't have good music and you didn't have fans, like the fans are your number one supporters. Those are the ones that keep money in your pocket. Those are the ones that keep your name alive. So if you can't be a person that wants to deal with your fans, you got a lot of cats out there that don't deal with them. They don't talk to them on Facebook. They don't talk to them on Twitter. They don't talk to them on MySpace. Believe me, because I know it. And when they do that, I can keep it stepping, man. If you deal with me, of course.
That's when they get the big head. You feel what I'm saying? You know, man. You know, man, that's when they forget where they come from. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, man, real recognize real, then, you know, man, real gonna always keep it real. You feel what I'm saying? You know, man. Once you try to be fake, like a fake person, he can only be fake for so long. Real gonna be real forever. A fake person, he's gonna reveal himself because he can't keep on pretending to be real.
Right. Most definitely. Well, I feel you on that. And you are one of the real, brother. And I will say that over and over again, I will always represent that because you're a person that basically you love people, man. I can see it. I already dig it. I know what you do, man. I know what it is because I'm the same way. I love people. I love the music game. I love being in the music game. I love people to help people out. I love supporting the artists. I love the independent artists. I love the major artists. I love it all, man.
Right.
I'm like you, man. I believe in supporting people. So if you're not supporting Chrome Corleone, I'll tell you right now, this is not the show for it. This is a show that we only support people. So if you guys don't support his music or you're not supporting my man NOL, then you're on the wrong show because we show love and support around here. Vienna, you want to ask some more questions to my man Chrome Corleone?
Actually, yes. What I want to know is exactly what he's doing with himself now. If there's any albums coming out, any mixtapes coming out, any tours, what's going on?
Well,
he's off right now.
Yep, I'm on a tour like right now. I'm off in Vegas now, just basically, inside my hotel room right now, just chilling, until I fly back out on the 16th. So I'll be in Memphis on the 16th. And I've got like a 23-state tour. It's called a Big City Showcase Tour. So, man, y'all can, follow that, like on YouTube, you can type it in and then, you can get more information on that. And I just recently dropped a mixtape called It's My Turn, and it went global. So, you can go check that out on mixtape.com. You can go check that out on Coast to Coast Mixtapes. DJ Manny, from SOD Money Game, the one who put that mixtape out. And that just went global. I'm talking about that's all in Japan, Germany. I'm talking about basically everywhere. And now I'm working on my new album. It's called The Unexpected. My last album that just came out, I had Trick Daddy on it, Lil Scrappy, Lil White, Frazier Boy, DJ Paul, Juicy J. Let me see who else was on it. Let me see. What's his name? T-Pain. For sure. I'm in love with a stripper. How could I forget my man T-Pain name? I'm in love with a stripper. So, but man, I'm working on a new project called, The Unexpected. Y'all be prepared for that, I haven't got no features for it yet right now, but, one thing I can say that I am going all the way in, and this album will be unexpected because I'm making two disses. One of the disses is going to be straight dubstep version, and the other diss is going to be straight, normal songs. And so, hey, man, y'all get two CDs for the price of one. It's called The Unexpected. Y'all be looking out for it.
That's what's up. That's what's
up. You already know which one I'm be looking for. I'm looking for that thugged out stuff, man.
I got plenty of that for you. I got plenty of that for you. Got plenty of that for you.
I got you
with no policies. You already know you in good hands just like Allstate.
Money
on the money train.
Ooh, yes, you already know. It never stops. And hopefully you'll and take a ride. Yep, choo-choo and cha-ching.
For sure. Let's get it.
I want to get a little personal. I mean, we Googling you on the entertainment side or whatever. Do you have kids? Are you married? What's going on in your love life?
Right about now, I do have kids, most definitely I do, that I love to death, and I am not married, most definitely not married.
Most definitely not?
I'm most definitely not married, but look, I am, you know, basically, you know, focusing on my music right now and saying, you know, I'm not, you know, trying to, you know, make business with pleasure. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, that'll throw an artist off his grind, you know, off his, you know, mojo. Because, you know, like the drummer and the music just really don't mix. Because, you know, a lot of artists, you know, need to be feeling, like, comfortable, worry-free, stress-free, you know, just to create good music for his fans and his people. You feel me? So,
I'm
not in a relationship.
So, also, what is your upcoming projects that we should be looking out for? I mean, give out your Twitter and your Facebook info again so everybody can have it. I know you get mad requests or what have you, but, you know, let us know about some upcoming projects that you're having soon.
I'm working on my new album as we speak. Right now it's called The Unexpected. And I got a new single called She a Boss, you know, like for all the independent women out there, you know, I'm talking about, you know, man, you got your own car, you your own ride, you take care of your kids, and you pay your bills on time. I'm talking about all of that, you ain't worrying about a dude. Hey, look, that's a single that, you know, man, y'all going to check out in a second. I'm talking about, man, it's guaranteed to go global and it's guaranteed to go worldwide because every woman should look, feel, think, smell, look like, act like she's a boss. So
Absolutely. That's
one of my new singles, you know, that's about to get in and drop.
Unexpected. One last thing, and I'll turn it back over. You know, I understand the fact that, you know, your brother's been doing this time. You said 13 years?
Yes.
You know, I know that could be very stressful, but again, I like to commend you, you know, for supporting him. And I heard you say in the interview that, you know, you was holding it down for your brother. So when he come out, you know, you've made a way for him to live
right. A
life, you know, and, you know, that's good because, you know, people need support today and supporting one's family is basically all we should do. We should never forget about the love of family, no matter what happens in their life, and I commend you, and I'll give you a 10 for that.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm already getting points. All right, now. I ain't even heard the song yet. I already got a 10. Okay. Hey, look, thank you so much.
Already know the song is going off the charts. And of course, that's what we do here. And your girl, A Money, you need some numbers up. Hit me up. Hit your girl, Vienna, up. It's going down over here like a moving train. Thank you again.
Let's go.
Hey, guys, check it out. I also got somebody else on the phone line that I need to introduce. This one right here that I'm about to introduce, guys, she's a brain, but she's a mouth also. Girl, I call her Mouth of the South. Miss Gidget Mohammed, how you doing?
Good evening. How is everyone? A Money,
Vienna,
DJ Black Caesar, and Chrome is in the house. What is going on, man?
I'm just chilling. Just down here up in Vegas, you know, trying to stay away from out the heat because this heat ain't playing her.
Well, I'm not going to stay long because I have to prepare for court. I just wanted to come on. I wanted to show some love. You all are doing an excellent, wonderful job. Chroma, I'm so proud of you. Keep on doing what you're doing, holding it down for your family and just being who you are because you are a role model for so many others that are coming up behind you. So I thank you just for being who you are and for doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. And I really do appreciate
and
that.
I'm a fan.
That
I'm a fan, for real. I'm a fan. Hey.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. Look, DJ Black Caesar.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to have to be out because I got to prepare for this court case, and I've got to do a little bit of work for the show tomorrow. So I just wanted to stop in, show my love. You all have a good night. Y'all are doing a good job. My girl, Vienna, what's going on, baby?
What's up, baby girl? I'm going to call you later so we can catch up. I miss talking to you.
Oh, likewise. Hey, give me a call. Hey, money. You own it, mama. Love what you're doing.
Thank you. I love you as well. You keep me cracking up. I wish you would stay on and talk some more.
I wish I could, but I'm in the midst of trying to save a 15-year-old from going to prison. So you know that's my passion, and I'm gonna work it out. I think this is my third year coming up next month. I have yet to lose a child to prison, and that's because I'm so dedicated, and I have kept 178 children from going to prison. So I'm on my grind right now.
And I give you 100 for that. And with my project that I have coming up, my walk to justice, to stop blind justice, please hit me up so we can talk.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Caesar, connect us where we can get exchange phone numbers. And yeah, that's what I do. So I'm a court advocate for juveniles, so I'm gonna get on it. Good night, you all. Chrome. Salute to you, sir. Much love.
Thank you
yes,
so
sir.
Much.
Sister Gizzy.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you before you got the phone.
Sure.
Did you get in touch with people about Bill Cosby? Did you get in touch with them yet?
I called Vanessa, but she hasn't called me back yet. I'm going to check my text, though, because I've gotten a million today, and I haven't really checked. She may have texted me, but if she did, I'll get with you after the show.
Cool. That's what's up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Greetings, y'all. Good night.
Good night, Sister Gidget.
Good night, baby. Love.
Bye-bye. Okay, Cross, you want to
get on? Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
You got a song called She's a Boss. What's that song about?
Huh?
You have a song called She's a Boss. What's that song?
Well, this song that basically, you know, it's a song that I made, you know, to basically represent all the independent females, you know, man, that's out there, you know, taking care of their own, you know, as far as house, car, clothes, you know, taking care of their kids, you know, go to work on time, and then hit church on Sunday. You feel what I'm saying? For real. And so, you know, man, this song basically, you know, cater, you know, like to all the females that look, feel, smell, think, act like, and know she a boss. So, you know, because, you know, man, we need more boss women models out here today, you know, because, you know, man, now you got so many twerk teams, you know, like, come on, man, you know, if you're going to twerk your way all the way, you know, through Hollywood, for real, you feel what I'm saying, you know, come on, you know.
Yeah, you're
going to
twerk so much.
Right, you're going to twerk so much, man, come on, man. Come on, chill with the twerking, you know. That's a role model, you feel what I'm saying.
I got you, brother. Well, you know what the next question is. I'm going to ask you to give me a world premiere for that song, if you don't mind, and we'll get that song playing for you.
Yep, y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Chrome Corleone. Y'all can follow me on Facebook at Chrome Corleone. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Chrome Corleone, which meaning Corleone. Take the K out and just put the C in, and that's how you can find me, Chrome Corleone. And y'all about to listen to my new hit single, She a Boss, with DJ Black Seas and Viana. Yeah, y'all check it out.
With her own on Lil Swag. Got a pocket full of money, keep them broke hoes mad. She wear Jimmy Choo with a matching Prada bag. She a real lie keeper, make a real nigga brag. And she M-O-N, meaning money over nigga. Need a life spread free, she ain't sweat no nigga. She take care of kids and fuck that nigga. She don't need no support, cause she worth six figures. Always looking fly like she on the runway. And she work two jaw hit church Sunday. Her head on scrape, she ain't thinking one way. She know how to treat a man, she know how to make a stay. She a cook, she a clean, never ask for anything. Got a cute little smile, never drawing up a scene. Keep a BFF on point 14. She a boss, she a boss, she a boss. She got a baby doll face with a Megan Fox waist. Keep her hair and nail dead, independent every day. Pay her bills on time, cause she all about the grind. She a freak in the bed, but a lady in the street. She a boss, 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 she a top notch chick. She a boss, 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 she a top notch chick. Go to work on time, she don't never call in. And she stay switching cars from the Jag to the Benz.
I am making that my theme song. I'm taking it. I'm giving it a 10 times 10 times 10 times 10. Yeah.
I think I'm
going to
go
over it.
That song was on top. I give it a 10 plus 10 to 10 plus 10, 10 plus 10, too. I'm about to break it
down. Okay.
But
I am making
like,
it. No, I'm really definitely making it my theme song. Yeah, because that's like I relate to that. Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you have to take that song out right here.
Uh-huh.
Right here on the DJ Black Season Vienna show, because we're gonna be playing that song. We're gonna wear it out right here. So
yes, sir.
You can check out some more episodes. I guarantee that song right there, like Vienna said, that's a theme song right there. I'm digging it also. Money, what are you
going to
start right there? 1 to 10, baby.
You know, Vienna took the words right out of A Money's mouth, so I got 1,000 times 1,000 times 10 times 10 times 10. You already know I'm a boss. A Money, I do this. I look good.
Yeah. Salute. Salute, Crow. Salute.
Vienna, the first thing you need to do is wash your hands or sticking your hands in her mouth and taking that right out. Carl, that song is hot. That's a hot song. I'm digging it also. You got me over here. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I'm over here eating dinner right now. I know I'm going to be on the radio, but I'm eating dinner right now. And I just got done. So if you heard me breaking up and stumbling over the words,
That's why I was stumbling over my words. You guys are doing a great job. Hey, Money, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. I appreciate you coming on the show every night, every Wednesday with us to help us out a little bit. We appreciate it. And I just want to thank Sister Gidget for being on the show as long as she was, because she was on here for a while. Actually, she was on here for the whole Calm interview. So I thank her, and I thank Vienna for doing her job like a boss. So we got a boss song, so that will be our theme song until we get one. That'll be our new theme song right there. I'm a boss.
Okay, Clone,
what I need you to do right now, I need you to give all your social networks, man. I need you to give these guys your social networks. You got a lot of people tuned in. Got a lot of people on the phone lines right now. And I'm sure they'll like a lot of people. Like I said, last week, we got about 2,000 people tuning into the show. I don't know how many it is this week. It takes 24 hours before we actually tally up some a report to give us a report. And 1 week, we had a man. Who was that? Who was that we had on the show, Vienna, that we didn't know about?
Last week?
We had Steven Seagal on the show one night, man. So you never know who's listening to the show. You never know who's on here. You might have your own people on here right now listening in, but they're so frightened. Hey, hold on. We got a couple questions. Let me let these people ask these questions. I'm sorry, man. I got a couple questions they're going to ask you first, and then we'll get into your social networks if you don't mind. Let me introduce some of you guys that you should probably already know. You guys probably don't know her, but she's an independent artist also. She's out of Jamaica, guys. Let me introduce myself. Hold on for a second, guys. Let her introduce herself. Let me go back to her and turn her phone line on. I'm guessing at that because I really don't know it. Okay, lady, you're on. You can introduce yourself. Hello. How you doing?
Hello. Good night. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
This is Grandma Styles. How you doing tonight, everyone?
Hello.
I just want to give A-Money a shout out. And everybody else.
Thank you, Ms. Styles.
Thank you.
This girl right here that's on the phone right now, she's like one of our biggest fans. She actually, we chat every other day, or if not every day, on Facebook. So you guys need to keep up with what we got going on, man, because we're making leeway out here. We're getting around the world.
Vienna, I love your style.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you very much. Much love.
You're welcome.
Check it out, guys.
But he stays on top of his game. The latest was Chris Brown's tattoos had made the headlines. Of course, you know it's Turner's Heads. They think it's a tattoo of Rihanna, you know, being abused, swollen face, black eye, and all of that. In fact, it is not. You know, my girl Vienna, her and I have been going over this news, and it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? He went through the domestic with his ex-girlfriend, actually, Rihanna, back in 2009. But people in the world, the fact the tattoo is a sugar skull, which associates with the Mexican celebration of the Day of the Dead, combined with a MAC Cosmetics design that Brown had seen. So, you know, we all gossip a little bit, but sometimes we need a little bit of facts in that entertainment news as well. And he also has a new girlfriend. And, of course, his body is a work of art. You know, ladies can attest to that. He loves tattoos. He puts them everywhere. He has the latest one before that of his new girlfriend on his back as well. And I don't want to hold you for that interview that's coming up. But this is your girl, A Money, reporting the entertainment news, of course, on DJ Black Caesar and the Vienna Show. Let's go.
Thanks a lot, A Money. I appreciate that. That was great information. I'm sure everybody's happy. You guys tune in to the A Money Show, guys. The show comes on. When does the show come on, A Money?
Well, we did, I just started airing back, and I'm going to do a couple runs for a week or two, 11 p.m., A-Money Show Train, new improved A-Money Show Train. Thank you, Vienna, for tuning in last night, chit-chatting. I interviewed her as well on the show last night. Of course, again, you know, A-Money Show's mad love back to you, DJ Black Caesar, you know, and the Vienna Show. You know, I don't have any words for, you know, the love that you guys have shown me. Big ups again to Blocks Magazine. And one love to you all. Just follow A Money everywhere. You know, I promote, support, one love to everybody. Peace, love, and happiness, and salam.
Hey, A Money, I appreciate that. But let's get into our interview with Big Dub. Let me cut his mic on. That guy had a lot of noise in his background, so I cut his mic off. Okay, are you there?
What's good with it?
What's good, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, just got off work. Got to get on the get on this music grind. Appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Yeah, I know, man. You're a busy guy. You got a lot going on, man. So we're gonna get into your interview real quick. Vienna, are you still out there?
I'm still here.
Hey, Vienna, go ahead and ask my man any questions you want to ask. You guys got about 23 minutes, and I want him to get at least 20 of those minutes and leave those other 3 minutes so we can shut the show down. So you got 20 minutes, 22 minutes. Go for it.
So what's up, Big Dub? What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing much. Just, you know, constant grind. You know what I'm saying, really? Out here in Seattle trying to put together this network and get my label off the ground. You know,
mm-hmm.
I started my own label just recently. So, you know, trying to get artists organized and, you know what I'm saying, connect through, you know what I'm saying, various networks, you know, like, Steve, you out there in Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? I got people from Portland and New York and Florida, you know, just working on getting the connections out here so that we can have a real network to push us out everywhere, you know?
Right. Now, how long have you been in the game?
About 10 years, 11 years now. I started writing in 1998.
Uh-huh.
You know, so... Yeah, I kind of got serious about it, I'd say probably about 7 years ago I got serious about it and, you know, started engineering cats and stuff like
uh-huh.
that and, you know, went and worked in the studio so I can learn that side of it instead of just being a rapper, you know. So
right.
I spent a couple of years doing that and then, you know, I started getting a little buzz out here because I'm also a promoter. So I was just like, you know what, it's time to drop this album. And
uh-huh.
Worked on that and making sure I get the right features and things of that nature. A little while there, so, you know, now it's about time.
Oh, that's what's up. So now, are you a rapper, or are you a producer?
I'm both.
Okay. Now, who have you worked with as far as the rap side of it? The right, you know, the rap aspect of it.
Most of the artists are all local cats to the Seattle area. I'm out here in Washington, so most of the cats are local cats out here. I
right.
have a couple of singers and stuff like that. My singer named Etiquette is out here. He's got a pretty good buzz. We're working on getting him some national exposure right now. And, I mean, I work with a couple of DJs. Or actually, I work with most of the DJs in Seattle, but a couple of bigger ones are actually starting to touch base with me and, you know, start hosting things for me and things of that nature. Yeah, I mean, it's just really just staying on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't work with anybody, you know.
Right. Right. And what about as far as the label? What's the name of the label?
The name of the label is Ghetto Bosses Entertainment.
That's interesting. How did you come up with that name?
Well, I have my own company. I started a promotion business a couple years back, and it's GB. So it's like Gorilla Bear Incorporated. And so when I started the label, I wanted to use the same lettering that I originally started with. So all my other businesses the name will have something to do with GB, you know, like God's Blessings, you know, good business, you know, things of that nature. So, I mean, and then when it came time to really start the label, it just kind of dawned on me, you know, most of the people that I mess with in music, they're all bosses, you know what I'm saying? And most of us is from some sort of a ghetto or, you know what I'm saying, ghetto area, or we're hood ourselves. So we are ghetto bosses.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Now, what about Big Dub? How did you get that name?
I was actually named Big Dub, I want to say 10 years ago. Actually, when I first started music, I was named Big Dub by my older brother. And it's really just more of because I'm a big guy. You know, I'm 6'2", and I was 235 pounds at the time. So they were like, man, you're Big Dub. We can't just call you Dub. So, and it just stuck, you know. And like I said, I don't see no point in changing it, you know.
Right. And so you just stood with it. You're like, the hell with it. You know what? It fits me. I'm good. So this is me, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, and then it took me, I think it took me like 2 years to actually come up with an anagram for Dub, you know. And it's kind of crazy, you know, my name, or the Dub part of my name stands for Don't Understand Bitches Bullshit, you know. And that's just, you know, like, because, you know, you go through things in life and, you know, your girl may be tripping over something little or whatever, and it's just like, wow. So, I mean, like, I got people on Facebook right now that you'll just see them post D-U-B-B. And I know exactly what they're talking about when they do that. It's like you're going through problems at home, you know. So
how does that make you feel when you have a when you're seeing stuff like that on the internet? You know,
yeah, it's kind of crazy because at first, when people first started doing it, I didn't know what was going on. It was like almost like you were calling me out, like like you wanted me to say something to you. So I responded a couple of times, and then they was like, "Nah, man, it's just all bad right now." And I was like, "Oh, wow, okay." So you guys is actually utilizing the anagram now. Okay, I feel it. You know, I mean, and it kind of works. I mean, if you don't want your girl to know that you're on Facebook posting the fact that you guys are pissed off or going through problems, then, you know, throw the DUBB up there, and you know what I'm saying, and people will kind of understand what you're talking about. And,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So have you done any work with mainstream artists besides the indies?
No, not as of yet. I'm working on getting a couple songs done. I'm trying to get H-Town on a song right now. I sent them the beat. They love the beat. I'm just working on getting the budget for them to come on because I don't want just one of them. I want all of them to feature on this song.
I know those cats, man. So I probably could be helped with that. I deal with those cats all the time. I know them first. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to chop it up afterwards because I switched over my phones and I don't have the manager's number anymore.
I have the direct number, so I don't go through managers. That I can't do that. I got to go directly to the artist. So we can talk afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And then you know, I as a promoter, I've brought out Carl Thomas, Case, and Dwelle, and you know, Marsha Ambrosius and. You know, people like that. So I get all their contact information, and if at all, you know, they come into the range that I can spend on the project, then, you know,
then I'll go ahead and get them. I've talked to Case and Carl Thomas. Both of them are supposed to be doing songs with me. But like I said, right now it's just coming up with the budget to do all these features, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And it becomes very expensive. It becomes very expensive, like, once you start getting, you know, because you just don't want just any artist. You want, you know, people that are going to be on point, that are going to be good, and that's going to represent you, you know, on the way it's supposed to be representing.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, and if I'm going to pay you to be on my song, you got to go platinum.
Exactly.
Anybody else I kind of do, you know, since I promote, and I got a lot of people out here that I work with, and, you know, I got various people in my record label that do different things that I play Let's Make a Deal, you know, so you do something for me, I'll do something for you, you know. So, okay, I need a feature from you. So what do you need me to do? You want me to promote you out here? Do you want me to, you know, I mean, what do you want me to do? You want to send me a track and I'll mix it down and master it for you? You know, so I do things more like that to try and alleviate some of the budget problems, because some of my artists don't have a job at all or whatever, and music is their job. So, you know, just trying to make sure things work out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, I assume you have a 9-to-5, and you're a promoter, and you're a producer, and you work, you know, you're working and you're grinding vigilantly on being successful in the music industry. How do you balance all that plus your home life?
It's very, very delicate situation, and it changes daily. Because I don't just have a 9-to-5, I have three. I have three jobs. So I don't really get days off, and so just recently I went through and I trained two people to run my studio. So they go through and they will record everybody, and then I'll turn around and, okay, I'll come back and sit down for 2 hours and start mixing on it, you know, and then, you know, go through the mixing and mastering process. But I kind of made it so that I don't physically have to be here, because if I physically have to be here and you got to wait on me, you're not going to get nothing done, you know, because I can't do it. You know, somebody's got to get the investors, and the only way to get somebody else to invest into you is for you to show that you are investing in you. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, that's why I went back to construction. I made good money, so now it's time to start putting that money towards the label and showing people that this is something worth it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And you're doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as the promotion, you promote in the clubs, or do you do, you know, like what kind of marketing and promotions do you do?
I actually do two different types. I have my own business that's promotion, and we do like club nights, parties and things of that nature. After parties. And then I also work with Third Level Events, which is a promotion group that's been out here in Seattle for about 25 years. And my mentor, the one that actually brought me into promoting, we put together actual concerts and comedy shows and stuff like that. So we'll go out. They got the Showware Arena out here. So we'll go and, you know, he'll come up with the budget and the investors, and we'll bring in artists. And I'll spend the next 2-3 months at every club, you know what I'm saying? And I take the whole label. We all go out, and, you know what I'm saying, we promote the event and we promote ourselves, you know.
I do
it that way because when I work for them, I get a budget, you know what I'm saying. So he tells me, okay, you're going to make $1,500 for promoting the show. And then I'm like, okay, so we need to hit this many clubs, this many nights. Okay, so I'm going to split it in between and say, okay, you're going to make $50 tonight because you're going to hand out their flyers. But you're also going to hand out your flyers, you know.
Right.
And so you're going to hand them one of each, you know. And, you know, that way they can get paid, you know, and, you know, you can go promote yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, also, we walk in VIP at just about every club, you know, so it's, you know, it's a real good look.
Yeah, definitely. And we definitely got a link up on that. We definitely got a hook up on that. What other projects or anything else, you know, that you would like to have the listeners know about you, you know, what you're doing right now, anything specific?
Well, let me start out with what's ready, you know what I'm saying?
I split my album a while back, and I split it into three because I was going to do like 30 songs. So I split it into three albums, went and got a whole bunch of comedians and stuff like that to do different skits and, you know, stuff like that for it. So the first one to come out, which is actually coming out in 2 weeks, is called Big Dub, The Life of the Party. And I kind of got that name of that album kind of was given to me. My partner, I was having him make a flyer for me and an album cover saying Big Dub, Seattle on my back, you know, because I represent Seattle. But he was like, man, why don't you go with, like, The Life of the Party or something? Because you're a promoter, you do all the club nights, you're a producer, you know, you're a rapper, you do everything entertainment. You are the life of the party. So it stuck. And so now it's kind of funny because some people out here, they don't even call me Dub no more. They just say the life of the party.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's coming out, and I believe it's not this Friday, but two Fridays from then. And
okay.
We're gonna do a big event for it. I'm gonna bring out some singers and rappers from out in the area, and my dude Unique's probably supposed to come up from Portland, you know what I'm saying, and come perform, and have a good time, you know what I'm saying, perform the album and kick back and see what everybody thinks, you know.
And definitely much love to Unique, ENT. Definitely much love to him because he's always, you know, with us. And we know that he's been busy and whatnot, but I want to give him a big, big shout out from your girl.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely a lot of love.
Yeah, definitely, man. Me and him actually have a song together also. It's not on this project that's coming out now, but it's actually on the After Party, which is the follow-up EP that will come out after this. For the next year, I plan on every 6 months dropping one of the EPs, and then
hey, check it out, brother. We're running out of time now. We got 8 minutes left. So can I ask you a couple questions, real quick? You do have a lot going on, brother, and the show. The reason why. Have much time for you because you got so much going on. I couldn't get you on the phone. You called me up. I said, yeah, you know, do you want to do this? And you told me yes. So we got you on the show. And I wanted to show you a little respect and give you some time to talk about what you got going on. But this is what I like to do, man. I like to for the artists to put their social networks out. So can you throw your social networks out right now?
All right, I can do that. Well, you can check me out on Facebook.com, and it's /XXBigXDubDubBXX. Or just type in your search, Big Dub, and I'll be the first person to pop up. You can check me out on Twitter. It's @BigDub. You can check me out at Reverb Nation. Just go to ReverbNation.com and type in Big Dub, D-U-B-B, once again, and I will be the first person to pop up. You see a picture of my album. What other ones am I on? I got like 6 of them, so I'm not sure. I do have MySpace. I think that one's just William Jones. Mainly I go through my Reverb and my Twitter and my Facebook. You know, especially if you're going to hit me or something and trying to actually get in contact with me, those are the best ways to do it because I have them actually connected to my phone, you know.
Right. Brother, do you have an email you like to give out?
Yeah. You can also hit up, it's GorillaBear.inc, which is GorillaBear.inc @gmail.com. And that's the main one. That's the business one for the label, for the promotion company. Everything business goes to that email. So,
okay, thanks a lot, man, for that. You guys have something going on there. What's it called? You guys doing working a screen of mixtapes, SoFly mixtapes?
Yeah. That's something I'm actually working with you. I'm working with Unique. I'm working with my guy Finney from Atlanta, and my dude Rome from Atlanta, and we're doing. Basically, the theme of the SoFly is it's the home of the first download's free.
you know, and so you log on, you come check out the mixtape or whatever, and whatever the first song you like is, you can download it, and, you know, it's good. And then what I'm doing is my version of it is called Radio Ready, which means that every song that you hear on our version of the mixtape will be something that can be played on the radio everywhere. We're gonna take all the songs from the 90s until now and start remaking them all. You know, so
nice.
I'll select three or four from the 90s, I'll select three or four from the thousands, and I'll select three or four from here. You know,
nice.
And then the other ones, you know, we may go and get, you know, go to a DJ site and just grab a random beat that we actually like. So you'll get a mixture of stuff that was popular, and then some beats you won't know, but it is a mixtape beat, you know. So
right.
But it's all gonna be, like I said, it's all headed towards the radio. That's my overall goal, is, you know, because that's how you get your money. You don't get radio plays, you ain't getting no dough, you know.
Right, right. Well, anyway, I have one that I already done. It's called Rent Stew Pay Me Volume 1 by DJ Black Seas. I host the whole thing. I also had Slim Thugger on it. Vienna was on it. Roscoe Dash was on it. I just like to deal with the artists and get them on there. So we got all those artists on there, and I think we got some other people too, but I can't think of who they are.
Did the Hi-Haters make it?
Oh, did they make it? Oh, wow. You know what? They didn't make this one, but they'll be on the next one.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, I need your song too, brother. And we didn't have a song to play for you tonight, and time's running out already, but what you need to do is send me a song, and we'll get it on here on this show right here, and we'll start playing that song whenever you send it to me.
Yeah, definitely. I got two in mind. I'll send them both to you and leave it up to you to select which one you want to play for whichever show.
Cool.
You know, that one is really inspirational, and then the other one is the Hi-Haters, the one I was just kind of talking about, was that one's just basically thanking the haters, not saying, you know, I'm not mad at you. I appreciate you hating me, because it lets me know that I'm actually doing something, because you don't hate somebody
that
ain't doing nothing.
Yeah,
you know, there ain't no reason. So, you know what I'm saying,
hey,
the whole concept of that is high.
You actually got a superstar listening to you right now, man. You got a superstar listening to you. And it's great, man. It's great you're still tuned in, brother. I'm going to say that, and then I'm going to say who you are. Chrome, can you talk to my man a little bit? Can you bring out something and let him know what he has to do to make it in the game?
Man, just be humble, man. Thank God, man. And just, you know, man, stay around positive people, man. And keep yourself away from around negative people. Big Dub, and I promise, man, you will get where you need to be. In life, always, this is how I look at it. I always say, see it, believe it, and thank God for it now.
Yeah.
And you're it, brother.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate that. That's some, you know, that's something to take to heart, too.
Yeah, that guy's a very spiritual dude, man. I just want you guys to know that. I know you can hear it in his voice. You can hear how he talks. He's speaking on God. And I agree with him 100%. If you want to make it in this game, you got to get it first. And Chrome, he does that. And also, if you want to make it in this game, you got to get with DJ Black Caesar, because I'll get you out there. Can you take that? Hey, I'll get you out there, bro. Hey, we can shop you around to different places. Like, you know, we can shop you around. Like, Vienna, she can get you out there a lot more than I can, because basically she can shop you around to her people at she knows people at, like, all the different places, man. But I got a few connections out there as far as big places, major companies like Universal, Koch Records, Sony. So I get around a little bit. And I'm trying to get myself with So-So Def now. I actually got an artist with So-So Def. And if you need beats, guys, you can get at me for beats. If anybody needs beats, call. If you need beats, you can get at me for beats. If you guys need any kind of connection, you get at me as far as your entertainment lifestyle. I probably do know somebody. Trust me. I'm a humble guy, like Chrome said. You don't talk about everything. You just talk about. Hey, guys, this is the show right here. This is the show. We got 90 seconds left, and I'm going to let everybody on the phone line speak now or ever hold your peace. Hey, Mike, what's up, baby?
Appreciate it.
You didn't get to the phone.
Yo, yep, this is your girl, A Money, of course, is going down. Chrome, Corleone, Dub, NOL, everybody, Vienna, DJ Black Caesar, Y'all already know. Much love from your girl, A Money. Words from a wise man, Chrome Corleone. You couldn't have said it better. All of you, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, hey, so good. I just want to thank y'all for having me on the show.
Oh, yeah,
brother,
no problem.
Thanks again, too, DJ Black Seed, Deanna, A, Money, Stub, NOL. Look, man, thank y'all for all that support. Much love, and I will be most definitely giving back. Y'all follow me at Chrome Corleone on Twitter, and follow me on, I think it's called LinkedIn. You know, if y'all got that app, I'll go download that and add me on Facebook, Chrome Corleone. For sure. Much love. I'm going to hit
them fees to try and get at you, fam.
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, it comes along, guys. Hey, guys, check it out. Go vote for me on the Knockdown Awards. Knockdown Awards. Not vote for DJ Black Caesar. I'm running for the most Internet Hustler of the Year. So check me out on there. Go to Knockdown Awards, SCL Radio. Knockdown Awards, SCL Radio. Go there and vote for DJ Black Caesar. Or Black Caesar. I think they call me Black Caesar on there. They always mess up my name. I'm a DJ Black Caesar, but they got Black Caesar. So vote for Black Caesar for Internet Hustler of the Year. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for coming out tonight. It's been a great show. I want to thank my guest, Corleone, and I want to thank Big Dub and my man, N-O-L. N-O-L, you still got your name right. Hey, man, we got your name right, man. It just takes a little time. Like I said, I had six strokes. Hey, guys, thanks for coming tonight. It's been a wonderful show. God bless you all. And we're out of here.
Those.